I was already running in the opposite direction, across a rolling green field that stretched out behind the school. A small mountain range loomed in the distance, and I could see the amoeba-shaped forest at its base. I turned on my avatar's auto-run feature, then opened my inventory and selected three of the items listed there. My armor appeared on my body. My shield appeared in a sling on my back, and my sword appeared in its scabbard, hanging at my side. I was almost to the edge of the forest when my phone rang. The ID said it was H, probably calling to see why I hadn't logged into the basement yet. But if I answered the call, he would see a live video feed of my avatar running across a field at top speed with OPS 571 shrinking in the distance behind me. I could conceal my current location by taking the call as audio only, but that might make him suspicious. So I let the call roll to my vidmail. H's face appeared in a small window on my display. He was calling from a PvP arena somewhere. Dozens of avatars were locked in fierce combat on a multi-tiered playing field behind him. "Yo, Z, what are you up to? Jerking off to Ladyhawk?" He flashed his Cheshire grin. "Give me a shout. I'm still planning to pop some corn and have a spaced marathon. You down?" He hung up, and his image winked out. I sent a text-only reply, saying I had a ton of homework and couldn't hang tonight. Then I pulled up the Tomb of Horrors module and began to read through it again, page by page. I did this slowly and carefully because I was pretty sure it contained a detailed description of everything I was about to face. "In the far reaches of the world, under a lost and lonely hill," read the module's introduction, "lies the sinister Tomb of Horrors. This labyrinthine crypt is filled with terrible traps, strange and ferocious monsters, rich and magical treasures, and somewhere within rests the evil Demi-Lich." That last bit worried me. A lich was an undead creature, usually an incredibly powerful wizard or king who had employed dark magic to bind his intellect to his own reanimated corpse, thus achieving a perverted form of immortality. I'd encountered liches in countless video games and fantasy novels. They were to be avoided at all costs. I studied the map of the tomb and the descriptions of its many rooms. The tomb's entrance was buried in the side of a crumbling cliff. A tunnel led down into a labyrinth of 33 rooms and chambers, each filled with a variety of vicious monsters, deadly traps, and, mostly cursed, treasure. If you somehow managed to survive all of the traps and find your way through the labyrinth, you would eventually reach the crypt of Acererak the Demi-Lich. The room was littered with treasure. But if you touched it, the undead King Acererak appeared and opened up a can of undead whoop-ass on you. If, by some miracle, you managed to defeat the Lich, you could take his treasure and leave the dungeon. Mission accomplished, quest completed. If Halliday had recreated the Tomb of Horrors just as it was described in the module, I was in big trouble. My avatar was a third-level wimp with non-magical weapons and 27 measly hit points. Nearly all of the traps and monsters described in the module could kill me easily. And if I somehow managed to make it past all of them and reach the crypt, the ultra-powerful Lich could kill my avatar in seconds just by looking at him.